Gilgamesh reigned unmatched in Uruk. None could stay his hand. The youths groaned beneath his ardor, for he claimed the first embrace of every bride, a primordial right of kings. The townsfolk cried to Enno, "You have bred for us a wild bull. Now grant him an equal that he may cease." 2. Omens of companionship, the meteor and the axe. Sleep overcame Gilgamesh, and a dream descended. A fragment of the heavens, a star of Enu, fell in the public square. He strained to lift it, but its weight was beyond bearing. The people clustered round. They caressed it, and Gilgamesh embraced it like a wife. At dawn he sought Nensun, the lady wild cow. "Mother, a star of the sky crashed beside me. I loved it as I would a woman." Nensun answered, "The star is a comrade strong enough to save you. You shall clasp him, and he will never abandon you." A second night yielded a second vision. An axe lay in the street. Gilgamesh pressed it to his breast. The crowd gazed in awe. He spoke to his mother, who said, "The axe is a stalwart friend. He will stand beside you in might and counsel." 3. The Trapper's Complaint. On the high step, a trapper saw Enkidu beside the watering hole. Each day the savage loosed his pits and filled his snares. Fear seized the trapper and his face paled. He returned to his father. "Father, a mighty man roams the wild. He ranges the hills, unbinding my traps, upsetting my pits, releasing the game. He is strength itself. I no longer dare approach the step." His father counseled him, "Go, my son, to Uruk the broad marted. Seek Gilgamesh and tell him of the wild man. He will give you the temple courtesan Shamat. Lead her, and the beast will embrace her. Thereafter the animals will shun him." 4. The gods create Enkidu. Retroactive flashback for coherence. Meanwhile, to temper Gilgamesh's might, Aurora had formed Enkidu. She pinched off clay, wet it with her spittle, and cast it in the wilderness. Thus rose the offspring of silence, shaggy as the god's cattle. His whole body was matted like Semican's herds. He grazed with the gazelles, mingled with beasts at the waterhole, delighting his heart with the herd. 5. Enkidu and Shamat. The trapper brought Shamat to the pool. Enkidu appeared, drinking with the beasts. She bared her bosom and revealed her beauty. The wild man took her. 6 days and 7 nights they lay together. When at last he turned toward the gazelles, they bolted. His knees weakened, for wisdom had entered him. He knew he was set apart. 6. Enkidu among the shepherds. Shamat said, "Come, I will lead you to the shepherd's camp." There the herdsman placed food before him, bread he had never seen, and beer, the drink of the land. Enkidu ate the bread till he was sated, drank 7 cups of beer. His heart grew merry and his face shone. He rubbed himself with oil and covered his hair. He who had lived with beasts put on a garment. He took up a weapon and guarded the shepherd's flocks. Enkidu, born of the wilderness, routed wolves and lions by night so that the herds could rest in safety. 7. Enkidu enters Uruk. Shamat urged him, "Let us go to Uruk, the sheepfold of Anu and Ishtar, where Gilgamesh dwells, radiant like the sun. You shall look upon him and measure your strength." At the city gate, the townsfolk marveled. "He is the very image of Gilgamesh, save that he is shorter." Inside, a wedding was arranged, for Gilgamesh would claim the bride. The wrestling bout. Enkidu stood in the doorway and blocked the king. They grappled like bulls. The doorposts quivered. The wall courses shook. Dust billowed. Gilgamesh bent Enkidu's knee, yet the wild man would